Good morning, good day, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you have right now, I just want to thank God for you. And I believe it is not an accident. It is God's divine plan for you today, because God is shifting things in your favor. God is shifting things in your favor, and He can give you opportunity to find an unexpected blessings is waiting for you. God is shifting things in your favor. So things that you could not imagine how you get into that place, how you have those things that you have right now, but you never had it before and you could not imagine how it come to you. God is shifting things in your favor. God is shifting things in your business. God is shifting things in your destiny, in your relationship, in your family, or in your workplace right now, in the name of Jesus. Just remember, when you are going through some tough times, some trials, some situations that you could not understand, I want to encourage you, instead of becoming discouraged, start declaring and expecting God's favor. I've been there, so I know what you are going through right now. I know, and God allow me to see who are you and what you are going through. Instead of becoming so discouraged, instead of becoming so disappointed, instead of becoming so depressed, start declaring and expecting God's favor. God's favor is ahead of you. God's favor is ahead of you. So prepare your mind, because I believe when God grants you His favor, nothing can stop the blessing He has for you. When God grants you His favor, nothing can stop the blessings. Even those tongues that rise against you, it cannot stop the favor of God in your life. Even your situations, maybe it is your health, maybe it is some you look like failure in your business, it looks like nothing happened in your ministry, in your church, in the name of Jesus. But God is telling me to tell you, He is granting you His favor that no situation can stop. No situations can stop. No financial issues can stop. No mindset can stop, because the blessing of the Lord is upon you in the name of Jesus. And remember this, when God has selected you to give favor, it doesn't matter who else has rejected you. It doesn't matter if people leave you, if your family leave you, if they don't take care of you. It doesn't matter who rejected you. It doesn't matter who neglected you. It doesn't matter who are not picking the phone calls. It doesn't matter if people or your friends or your family doesn't connect you. In the name of Jesus, God is upon your life right now, in the name of Jesus. No one can stop the favor of God in your life. No one can derail. No one can destruct. No one can withhold the favor of God, because it is belong to you. But you can do is declare, the favor of God is upon my life. Decree and declare that I'm expecting God's favor is released right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I give you praise today, O God. I give you honor. I give you praise. Father, we lift our hands unto you, Father God. And I pray those who are on this channel, who are on this podcast, Father God, release the favor of God upon their needs right now. Release the favor of God in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare favor is ahead of you. I decree and declare that starting today in the name of Jesus, you are not going to give up on what God has started in your life. Starting today, you are not going to give up on your goal in the name of Jesus, because you are not called to set back. You are not called to move backward. You are not called to move backward. You are not called to be a defeated Christian. You are called to move on. Move on. Keep going. Keep going, and always expect God's favor is released right now in the name of Jesus. I declare you are strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Don't choose your power. Don't choose your might, because it is powerless. But when you use the might of God, because the Bible says in Philippians that you can do all things through Christ who is strengthening you right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to talk, and God allows me to talk about the favor of God again. I always have a joy in my heart to talk about the favor of God. And I believe this is for you. And I believe you are here for such a time like this, because God wants to release the favor of God in your life. But you must be ready, have an expectant heart, that the favor is now yours in Jesus' name. Do you know that God wants to give you a special treatment, a special favor? God wants to bless you with a special privilege, with a special opportunity, and that is we called favor. You can have the favor of God in your life every day, every minute, every hour. God wants to surround you with His divine favor. But the question is, are you ready for the favor of God? Are you ready? Because the favor of God is always there. But the matter is your mind, your heart, the way you decree thing, or the way you speak. Are you speaking positive compassion? Are you speaking negative? Because God blesses you already with that divine favor. The reason why you are in the cage of shortage, the reason why you are in the cage of confusion, the reason why you are in the cage of discouragement, in disappointment, because you are not accepting the divine favor of God. God is releasing and God is blessing you with divine favor. I want you to open your Bible. I want you to listen carefully. Go along with this as I'm decreeing the Bible verse, Psalms 5, verse and 12. Psalms 5, verse 12 says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor." Hallelujah. "You will surround him as with a shield." Hallelujah. Notice, you must notice it's the Lord who is doing the blessing, and He is the blessing the righteous. He is blessing the righteous like you. The righteous are every person who has been born again. Are you born again? Are you saved? Are you following Christ? Are you the followers of Christ? Not only a disciple, but the followers of Christ, because God is the masters of the universe. And He said in His promise to you, He is blessing the righteous with favor. So if you know who is your God, if you know who you are you a Christian? Are you a born again? Are you really saved? Are you a Are you possessing Christ, or are you just professing you are Christians, but your heart is not right with God? God says, "For you, O Lord, I will bless the righteous with favor." God is releasing His favor unto you, but the things that you must reconsider to yourself, you must analyze and you must search your heart. Are you truly saved? Hallelujah. Are you really a follower of God, a follower of Jesus Christ, not a follower of your religion, not a follower of your denomination, but are you really the followers of Christ? Because those who are following Christ, the true believers, the true followers of Christ, not a religion, not by confessing, not by professing that you are a Christian, but you are truly a follower of Christ, God is already giving you a divine favor. Hallelujah. The second scripture that I'm going to read is 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For He, which is God, made Him, Jesus, His Son, who know no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." So the Lord is blessing. The Lord is giving the blessing for you and to me, the righteous one. And He is blessing us with His great divine favor. He is blessing us with divine supernatural favor. In fact, the real truth, He is surrounding us with His divine favor. God's favor is huge key to living a life of victory every day. If it could happen in my life, it will happen to you. I always have this testimony that God delivered me from owing $145,000, and I was in chaotic moment. My mind, I don't know what to do. I don't know. And my health was affected because of this financial distress, this financial sickness, because of my wrong decision, because I'm not a good steward of my finances. So I am calling somebody out there today. I am calling global kingdom children of God that you must realign. You must search your life. You must seek God in the name of Jesus, and you must repent for all the things that you have done pertaining to your finances, because God wants to do a miraculous, divine, supernatural favor to the body of Christ. But the things is, are you ready? Are you prepared so that God can release that blessing into you in this end times harvest? In the name of Jesus, those who are righteous, those who are saved, those who are followers of Christ, those who really confessing Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, not only professing, or a professional Christians that always confessing that they love God, but they don't know. And they don't know how to be a good steward. God is calling you today to give and release the divine favor of God. Are you the one who are expecting supernatural divine favor? Are you the one that God is calling today? Are you the one that God drawn to this channel or this podcast? Because God's favor is releasing to you, but I want you to ask God, search you, search everything in you, search your heart in the name of Jesus, so that the favor of God in the name of Jesus can be released unto you even right now. Let me tell you this, what is favor, because many of you asking favor, but you didn't even know that the favor of God is already in you. You know, favor is defined as receiving special treatment, receiving special privilege. God is putting upon you His special affections, His special influence, so that others will be connected to you. will be connected to you and cooperate with you. That is so-called divine favor. I thank God for you that you are hearing the voice of God clearly, because you have the favor of God. God's favor is in your life. His power is working in you so that you can live a victorious life. You are victorious in the name of Jesus. You are not a victim of your struggles. You are not a victim of your struggles. You are not a victim of your negative mindset. You are not a victim in the name of Jesus of what people says, of what people reject you, because some people rejected you. You are not a victim of that. You are living a victorious life. You are living a righteous life. In the name of Jesus, there is power. There is power inside of you. That's why God is releasing breakthrough. You are an overcomer. You are tapping into breakthrough. You are an overcomer. You are stepping into a new doors. You are stepping into supernatural divine doors. Financial doors is open for you. Healing is releasing in you. Spiritual healing, financial healing, physical healing, breakthroughs is looking for you and finding you right now. You are an overcomer. I decree and declare supernatural touch of fire in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hold on. I want you to be a blessing to your family, to your church, to other people around the globe. I want you to hit and click like, share, and subscribe. Continue to watch, continue to listen to this podcast, because two times a week, Pastor Tita has the unctions of the Holy Spirit to release unstoppable favor in your life in Jesus' name.